This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You may dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, are copyright laws killing video games? Daryl, that's one of the stories that you've got for us here tonight. And also, Conan, you have one of the most ridiculous and hilarious news stories I've heard in a long time. I didn't even know if it was real. We'll get into all of it coming up here when we get a chance. But to start things out, we do have a special guest. We don't do guests a whole lot here on Free Talk Live, but I wanted to get Rob Viglione back on with us from, well, the organization formerly known as Zencash, which has, as of, I believe, this morning at some point.
1 o'clock Eastern.
1 o'clock this morning or 1 o'clock?
No, 1 o'clock Eastern this afternoon.
Gotcha. That was the morning
for me. I watched
the
live stream.
Right. And Zencash has rebranded as Horizon. Rob, are you there?
I am.
Excellent.
Yes, thank you. How am I coming through?
You sound great, thankfully, because Discord was all messed up last night. So it looks
Oh, no.
Everything is loud and clear. So I'm on the new website, which is horizon.global, and it's spelled H-O-R-I-Z-E-N, because, again, it's from Zencash.
Yes.
And so the new website, talking about this rebranding, can you tell our listeners what, you know, was the impetus here?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, I mean, Zencash just embodies a cryptocurrency, and that was our focus for the last year. But really, where the project's going is so much broader, encompasses such a bigger vision, and just, you know, a different set of technologies as well. So to keep calling ourselves Zencash, despite building up towards this platform, distributed application ecosystem, just really stopped making sense.
Now, isn't this really the second rebranding that has happened? Because when I was first introduced, the website was Zen Systems. And then it
happened
to be Zencash.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't a rebrand. That was just a different redirect on the website to a different domain. Yeah, so we were always Zencash from the beginning. We've gone through two different logos, and then the website was just redirected to Zencash.com. Yeah, because we didn't have it at first, actually. So we had to go out and heckle to buy it.
So we knew that Zencash, you know, it's always been a sort of this ancillary thing that we didn't really talk about too much, was like, you can send messages over Zencash. And then there was kind of like this long-term vision of you'd be able to send files or post, you know, media of some sort to the Zencash network. And is that what this rebrand is focusing on? Is the vision even bigger now? I guess, can you paint whatever vision for our listeners and maybe the crypto fans out there so they know, you know, what's new or what's coming? What do you see for Horizon?
Yeah, so, I mean, first of all, you nailed it. We already have applications that go beyond cryptocurrency, especially the messaging app, which I think is very important to preserve privacy. But the big vision, it is much bigger. Our big vision is we're really trying to upend the like social media model of companies owning all of your data. And we're trying to give people back their digital footprint. So that's really where it all goes in the long term. So we're hoping to build out this big application ecosystem, and the data that comes off of it, we want people to own.
What does that mean? When they control their digital footprint, I mean, how will that be existing in the digital reality compared to, say, like Facebook or Twitter, where they completely control your account and what you can do with it? Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly right. So, I mean, applications like Steemit, for instance, are already starting to do that. You know, one way that you could look at it with us, for instance, if we have a payment, like point of sale, application, all the data from that POS device doesn't necessarily have to go to a third company that owns it and then can start selling your data to, say, like grocery stores or other companies that want to monetize, you know, harvest the data. Instead, what we envision is all the applications on our ecosystem preserve your privacy, and then the data flows to your own kind of personal private repository, for which, you know, ultimately, like my big vision is I want it to be super simple and user-friendly where people can just toggle a button that says monetize it or toggle another button that says wipe it or don't collect it in the first place.
So I'm interested in hearing more about this messaging app. Is that a new thing? Because I didn't know about it. I knew the original Zencash wallet, like the Fullnode one, had a messaging option wherein you could message other Fullnodes. Is there an actual app that does just messaging now? Or tell me what that's all about.
Yeah, so we've actually had it for a while. Now, the thing is, it's an MVP product, so it's not really a production-level product.
MVP, okay, most valued player?
minimum viable product.
So. Okay. So it's like an alpha. It isn't ready for release yet, is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I mean, it is out there. It is out there, but really the most convenient way to use our messaging protocol is through the wallet currently.
Okay.
So we're constantly developing that.
So I'm actually on the website now and clicked
Horizon
on
Global with
yes.
Horizon ZEN.
And I clicked on ZenChat. And then it says download standalone ZenChat or download as part of a wallet. And when I click the download as part of a wallet, it takes me to the list of the various wallets. So there's Windows, Mac, Linux, a web wallet, there's Android, and then there's paper wallet. How would one do chat through the Android wallet?
So actually the chat is only available in the full node client that we
okay.
have, which would So that could be, that's actually good to know. That could be a little bit of a misnomer there on the link structure.
Yeah, because when I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, there must be an update to the Android wallet that allows me to chat. Mm. And then I wasn't seeing any updates in the Android wallet.
No. Yeah, so if we do chat over Snarks anyway, which is very computationally intensive privacy technology, which we can't do on a light client. Yeah.
Right. It requires bigger oomph computer to crank through that stuff.
Exactly.
So let's see. So Horizon.global, that's the new website, Horizen.global. Privacy, obviously, still a big thing here. That's one of the ways that, the big things about Zencash was you could send money privately, and that's obviously going to stay on board, and you're talking about allowing people to keep other things private in the future. You mentioned Steemit. That's a different platform, a different cryptocurrency. It's the Steem crypto. I'm one of the bloggers over at Steemit. It's basically a crypto-focused blogging platform where people get paid when other users of the site vote up their blogs or vote up their comments, even. They can get paid on that in the form of this cryptocurrency Steem. Are you saying Zencash is going to enter into competition and do something similar in that you would allow the Horizon users to have a blogging platform based on the blockchain?
So I won't say that explicitly, because we don't have a defined project scoped and funded to tackle that particular product. I just brought that up as one example of
a
product.
Possible
That gives you, that gives you really control of your data, which I love. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's such a great concept to say, like, this is your data. If someone wants to market to you, they better pay you. Mm. Or if you don't want to be marketed to, then too bad for the marketer.
Right, because you get to control whatever. So it's going to be interesting to see how this kind of pans out. Obviously, it's a rebrand. I imagine you've got new versions of software on the horizon, so to speak, but maybe not quite ready yet for release.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So really, towards the end of the year, we're going to have some really heavy hitting software deliverables, which are going to pivot us hard into side chaining and then our liquid democracy concept, which I think is really important for decentralization.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, of course, definitely. So, So we have a funding pool, our community fund, that currently the team and our nonprofit makes decisions on how to spend, but we're trying to democratize that. So we have some software based on some game theory and using zero knowledge cryptography to embed a voting system into our software so that now the community or anyone that owns Zen could still, cast a vote and decide how we allocate resources, what projects get funded. And so forth. And it's liquid democracy because we're building in a delegation function. So you can delegate your voting authority to someone else that you trust.
Interesting. Looking forward to seeing how all this develops, Rob. I know you've got other things that you need to do tonight. I appreciate your time with us here. Real quick, one last question. Is Zencash the number one most, as far as node count, does Or does Horizon have the most nodes of any cryptocurrency out there right now that you know of? Whole nodes?
It does. We're number one. We have about 18,000.
Okay, excellent. If you have any kind of list, I've been looking for a list where I can go and actually check and see what the top node count cryptos are. If you have that, send that to me on our Discord. And that's Rob Viglione from the now known as Horizon, Horizen.global, formerly known as Zencash. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Thank you, guys.
We got more on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With both secure nodes and super nodes, Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. These super nodes will bring network, economic, and technological improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The Discord on-air call and line rooms are also open and available to you. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You will need a Discord app if you want to take part in our Discord on-air rooms, and you'll sound just as good as Rob did there from formerly known as Zencash, now Horizon, H-O-R-I-Z-E-N, horizon.global is their new website. You know, before we get into video games and copyright, Daryl, you've got a story about that, I think.
Yes.
Since we were talking about privacy with Rob there from Horizon, Reuters had a story this week about the U.S. government trying to force Facebook to break the encryption in its popular Messenger app so law enforcement may listen to a suspect's voice conversations in a criminal probe, according to three people briefed on the case.
Wow, federal government trying to break into somebody's thing to listen to what they've said. This is my surprise face.
Resurrecting the issue of whether companies can be compelled to alter their products to enable government surveillance. The previously unreported case in a federal court in California is proceeding under seal, so no filings are publicly available, but three people told Reuters that Facebook is contesting the U.S. Department of Justice's demand. The judge in the Messenger case heard arguments Tuesday on a government motion to hold Facebook in contempt of court for refusing to carry out the surveillance request, according to the sources. Well, now, wait a minute. Now, obviously, journalists don't always get their wording right. If
correct.
It's a request, it's not an order. If it's a request, it's not an order from a judge, right? And if it's not an order from a judge, it's not contempt. If the judge has written down, you know, things on a piece of paper and that's called an order, then that's no longer a request. You're then under orders from the judge to do something. And while I might like to, you know, consider a judge just another human being and not follow their orders, ultimately they've got men with guns who will enforce their orders upon you. But if a police agency simply sends a request to a corporation, then any corporation is free to deny that request out of hand, and they don't even have to give a reason for it. So I'm not sure whether this was a request or not in this particular
case. At the very
least,
it was a strongly worded letter. Whether it was accompanied by a warrant or not is another question, and since the entire case is sealed, we don't know. And my guess is whoever's writing this, because the case is sealed, they're speculating and using a verb, and
so there is an anonymous source, apparently, according to Reuters, that has been giving this information over, and the source claims that the issue, which, by the way, both Facebook and the Department of Justice are declining to comment, but the Messenger issue arose in Fresno, California, as part of an investigation of the MS-13 gang. Donald Trump frequently uses the gang, which is active in the United States and Central America, as a symbol of lax U.S. immigration policy and a reason to attack so-called sanctuary laws, preventing police from detaining people solely to enforce immigration law. He's called members of the gang animals earlier this year when the sheriff of Fresno County complained that California laws limit her cooperation with federal immigration enforcement. Potential impact of the judge's coming ruling is unclear. If the government prevails in the Facebook Messenger case, it could make similar arguments to force companies to rewrite other popular encrypted services, such as Signal and Facebook's billion-user WhatsApp, which include both voice and text functions, according to some legal experts.
You know, in some respects, this reminds me of, do you remember the San Bernardino iPhone situation
from a couple of years ago? There were the couple that had shot up the office of bureaucrats, and then they killed themselves or whatever happened to them, and the phones were still there, and the cops wanted Apple or whoever to let them into the encryption.
It's not just that the cops wanted Apple to let them into the encryption. It's the cops tried figuring out what the code was enough times to where it locked the phone. And then the cops went to Apple and said, we need you to break into this phone.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple said, we don't have software to do that because of this encryption, blah, da, 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 da.
Right.
Whereas, if the cops hadn't have pushed a bunch of buttons before going to Apple, Apple probably could have opened the phone. But there's a way that before it actually got locked, it could have been unlocked
by
Apple.
That's bad news for Apple users.
It is bad news for Apple users. But because it got to the point that it was locked, and Apple did not have software to unlock the phone.
Right.
And they said, if we wind up creating something to open this phone, it will be able to open every phone, and you can't compel us to do that.
Right.
Then there were a bunch of people that were all upset. Apple's refusing to help the cops, you know, track down a killer that killed himself, something. And it's a similar kind of thing to where the Facebook Messenger is allegedly encrypted in some kind of way. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I've never actually checked the encryption, but if there is some encryption, and the only way to break the encryption... I said allegedly some kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know, because it's not open code. Even if there was, I don't know what the hell I'm looking at when I look at code. But allegedly there's some kind of encryption. And if you write something to break the encryption for one particular person, it will break the encryption for everybody.
Yeah.
And then the encryption that does exist is absolutely meaningless.
Correct. I had heard that WhatsApp had encryption. I had not heard that they had moved that over to the Facebook Messenger, but I don't pay close attention to Facebook's press releases. Now, of course, Facebook purchased the WhatsApp app, and
yes,
and again, it does have purportedly has encryption, but it's just so hard to trust an organization like Facebook, which is why it's nice to have other options in the marketplace for
right.
encrypted services that aren't run by, you know, mega corporations who really consider you their product rather
right.
than their user. According to the story here, law enforcement agencies forcing technology providers to rewrite software to capture and hand over data that's no longer encrypted would have major implications for the companies, which see themselves as defenders of individual privacy while under pressure from police and lawmakers. Similar issues came to play, and they mentioned then the San Bernardino case. The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Claim here says Facebook is arguing in court that Messenger voice calls are encrypted end-to-end. So they're not claiming the texting is encrypted. And that only the two parties have access to the conversation, according to two of the people briefed on the case. Ordinary Facebook text messages, as well as Gmail and other services, are decrypted by their service providers during transit for targeted advertising or other reasons, making them available for court-ordered interception. So if you're using Facebook Messenger for texting, here's the news saying, in case you didn't know, it's
right.
not encrypted at really any point, because you're using Facebook, they're carrying that unencrypted text to that other person, and they're analyzing your text, and they're selling advertising to you based on the things that you're chatting about. So, you know, keep that in mind. If you care about encryption, you care about secrecy, you might want to check out Zencash for some ultimate, you know, high-level encryption for chats. Horizon. Probably not the easiest to use, because you have to have the full, you know, node client
right.
in order to do that. Something a little more simple, Signal Messenger is purportedly encrypted, purportedly open source, so people who want to or programmer types can go and actually read the code of the Signal Messenger. You're probably a little safer there. PGP, probably going to be your best method, although there is a bit of a learning curve to use PGP. So start there if you're interested in privacy. If not, keep sharing everything with Facebook. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to Air Force Sergeant John Chapman, who gave his life to save more than 20 fellow service members on a mountain in Afghanistan back in 2002. The president shares more of what Sergeant Chapman did to earn the Medal of Honor.
John left the safety of the first bunker
to fire a second enemy grenade at another bunker. As John fired on the second bunker, he was shot and fell to the ground and lost consciousness. Even though he was mortally wounded, John regained consciousness and continued to fight on, and he really fought.
The illegal immigrant accused of murdering 20-year-old Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts will be held on $5 million cash bond. He was also charged today with first-degree murder. If convicted, he faces life in prison without parole. This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, dial on in toll free, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a bizarre story out of an internet health advice website that Conan's going to share with us that is just laughably hilarious and sad.
Absolutely ridiculous.
All at the same
time.
From
Onion Health.
No, I thought it was, but we'll tell you more about that coming up. Plus, video games and copyright. Daryl, you've got a story suggesting that maybe copyright is hurting the video game industry.
Copyright hurts everything.
I agree. We'll get into that, though. First, we go to your calls and thoughts. Oh, and I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to learn the basics about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, the one that started it all, which has now split into Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin BTC, and you can learn all about that over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, they want you to know that at SaveItPurse.com, you can now use Bitcoin Cash to fund your account at SaveItPurse. And what is SaveItPurse? Well, it's a website that allows you to get big discounts on the things that you want to purchase on Amazon. So, like right now, there's something I've got up there that I put at 33% off, just because I don't really care if I get it anytime soon. So I'm just going to see if somebody decides to bite on it, because 33 is the maximum discount you can get. If you're in more of a rush, put it at 20%, and in my experience, somebody's going to snap it up. They're going to order the item for you and deliver it to you. Usually the order comes in within the first 24 hours at 20%. That's my experience. You can check it out for yourself over at SaveAtPurse, SaveATPurse.com. And again, you can use Bitcoin Cash to deposit over there. Let's go to Zach in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys. So I had called, I think it was Friday night.
Okay.
And I was talking about Larry Sharp and the Libertarian Party and stuff like that. And we had gotten into, I wouldn't call it an argument, but it was a discussion about it. And I was going to leave it at that. And then the guy called in last night talking about it. And so I figured I'd call in because I feel like this is an important discussion that should be had.
So. And so for our listeners who aren't familiar, Friday night you'd called in about the gubernatorial candidate in New York State for the Libertarian Party. His name is Larry Sharp. And you were very excited about his candidacy because you'd heard that he was polling higher than the Republican. But what Daryl found out later that night, it was after I think we got off the air, so we weren't able to make the correction on
right.
the air. And I made a partial correction on it last night, but I'm glad you called tonight, Zach, because Daryl's actually in here.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of recollected the best I could what you'd found out, and
right.
I think I did
so,
an okay job, but please
if
clarify.
If you actually go to Larry's website, which is LarrySharp.com, Sharp spelled with an E, by the way, you'll see where he's got the story about the polling that was done by Gravis Marketing, and you can pull up and click somewhere in this article and see all of the questions that were asked. And one of the questions that was asked was if the election were between Governor Cuomo and Larry Sharp, who would you vote for? And in that head-to-head two-person question, Larry Sharp polled 49%. There was also a question if the candidates were this Republican guy, I think it's Molinari, and Cuomo, who would you vote for? And the Republican guy polled 45% in that two-person head-to-head.
Mm.
So when you compare those two questions, that's how you're able to see that Larry Sharp polled higher than the Republican. In the question that asked, here are the four or five candidates running for governor, who would you vote for? Larry Sharp did not poll higher than the Republican.
Mm. How much higher do you recall how much higher the Republican was compared
to? I don't recall, but I think Sharp was somewhere in like the 6 to 9% range.
So, Zach, I'm curious.
There was another question where they asked about name recognition of, prior to this, had you heard of Larry Sharp?
Mm-hmm.
And of the people that said yes, they then calculated and figured out that 24% of voters in New York that were familiar with Larry Sharp were willing to vote for Larry Sharp.
Which was higher than the people who weren't familiar with Larry Sharp who were willing to vote for Larry Sharp.
Well, generally, if you've never heard of
right.
the person, you're not going to say you're going to vote for them.
So, Zach, I was curious, did you know all of that subtle detail about the headline that you were proclaiming, or had you just heard somewhere that Larry Sharp was polling better than the Republican?
Well, okay, so that's the first thing. When I called, I did not mention anything about the poll that you guys are talking about. So I'm not sure where you guys got that. No, I did not.
Why would we have even talked about it in the first place? Would you have brought it up, Daryl?
I think
I may have mentioned something of having seen a headline when he mentioned being excited about Larry.
Okay, I apologize, Zach. I thought you had mentioned that.
I may have been the one that brought it up, and I always want to correct myself if I'm wrong.
Sure.
There are people that think that I never do, but I do.
There you go. All right. So apparently it was Daryl who did it. Sorry about that, Zach. What else?
That's fine. I wanted to clear that up, first of all. But the main reason why I'm calling back is, one of the things you pointed out last night is that, in your opinion, the best idea to, make an impact is to group everybody up. So in New Hampshire, for example.
No, not everybody. You'll never get everybody to do something. I mean, it's too diverse of a group.
You're trying to centralize.
If you could get 5% of libertarians to move to New Hampshire, that would be more than sufficient.
Okay, well, your point is, if you're trying to centralize power.
No, it's called concentrating activism. Libertarians don't have any power.
Yes. Well,
that's what the Republicans and the Democrats have. They've got the power.
I mean, that's semantics, but
okay.
That was your opinion. And so what the main thing I was trying to say is, I feel like it is important that we have libertarians in, as many states as we can get them, because,
you've got that. You've had 50 years of it, and they've not gotten anywhere.
Well, I
How much more failure? How many more decades of failure, abject failure across the board with no market improvements, with no, you know, noticeable improvements, with no success stories? I mean, virtually nothing. Every now and then a Libertarian Party, you know, local Libertarian Party pats itself on the back. They're like, there was a tax increase that we helped stop. You know, meaning that they went in and, like, lobbied to try to stop some sort of government increase or whatever, and it happened to get stopped. And so the Libertarian Party's always like, yeah, we helped with that. They never did it on their own because they have no, virtually no impact anywhere. So how long?
But even in New Hampshire, hold on. Even in New Hampshire, where we do have a concentration of activists, when we go to the school board budget meeting in February, we help stop some of the increases.
Right, because we don't have enough people to do anything at those school board meetings. However,
I don't know of any town in New Hampshire that has enough libertarians to where they are the ones that are doing it.
Right.
So
we need more people here. Libertarians have been elected in New Hampshire as Republicans and Democrats. We've got actual office-holding Libertarians in New Hampshire.
By the way, we just lost one.
He had to retire due to moving out of Keene, sadly. But regardless, there was three. Now there's two. Those two are going to be running for re-election. Still, even at two, that's two more than the rest of the 49 states combined. So, again, Zach, how many more decades does the Libertarian Party have to have this spread-out approach and ultimate failure before, you know, you'll realize that it was a waste of time?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm trying to be positive about this, and you're making it a little hard, so I'm just trying to...
I think positivity is important. I think being positive is a great idea, but you also need to be realistic about your chances.
Let me re-ask the question. Are you willing to join other libertarians in a place where libertarians have already gathered together? Simple yes or no.
If I was able to financially, yes, I would.
Okay, well, great. So if you got something else you want to say, you're welcome, too. I'll hold you over. But, you know, if that's what you're saying, then anybody can, you know, ultimately afford to move. It just depends on how comfortable you want to be, right? Like, do you have a decent amount of savings? Are you able to kind of put yourself up for 6 months somewhere without having to have a job? You know, that kind of thing. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The airwaves, you can bring up anything that you want. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
So we are going to continue here. We'll take your calls and thoughts. On the way, video games and copyright. Is copyright actually harming the video game industry? That's what Daryl is going to tell us about coming up here in a moment. But we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. I do want to let you know, speaking of video games, we are on Twitch, and that's our main way to feed video of what's happening in the studio. It's HD quality on Twitch. We do have our YouTube stream, but that's not HD. So if you want to see us in HD, and it is Topless Wednesdays here in the studio tonight with me and Conan, you can do that over at twitch.lrn.fm. Please follow the channel there, and then you will get notices whenever it is that we go live, not just us, but also the other shows that are live from the Keene studio here, the LRN.fm studio, which includes Call to Freedom 5 days a week from 4 to 7 in the afternoon Eastern time. And then there's also now Questioning Authority on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, which will resume production starting this weekend since Vincent is now back in town.
And occasionally Ian playing video games, but
that's
not happened in a while.
I did it like within the last 2 weeks one time. I played some old school an old school RPG. But we're going to go back. Go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow us there. And if you have the Amazon Prime, you can give us your Amazon Prime free Twitch subscription for the month, and the instructions on how to do that are shortly below our videos. Just scroll down the page at twitch.lrn.fm. We're on with Zach in South Carolina, and we had a discussion with him on Friday last week that kind of got brought back up by another caller last night regarding, you know, the question of strategy when it comes to libertarian political action or just activism, libertarian activism in general. And
South Carolina, number 29 on the Freedom in the 50 States rankings that came out a couple days ago.
And so, Zach, you know, you were saying something that a lot of us, I think, have heard a number of times. I've been here more than a decade. Conan, you've been here since, what, 2010 or something like that?
Same as Daryl, 6 years.
So 2012. So you guys have been here most of a decade. And, you know, we've heard a lot of people over the years saying, well, don't we need libertarians everywhere to do libertarian things everywhere? And
not enough of us.
Well, tell me more about that, Conan.
Well, I mean, I came to this conclusion, you know, 7 years ago. I looked at the landscape. I moved from Tennessee, mm-hmm. originally from Florida, all those, you know, long, many, many years in Florida. But, I just sat down, thought about it. I went through the stages of grief, and I think that Zach is doing the same right now. I think he's in the bargaining stage. And I just said, you know what? This is a lost cause. There is no way that I can compete with being the only libertarian that I know. At least I can go surround myself with, I don't know, at least a dozen in here in Keene.
Right.
I mean, there's a good dozen strong here. I mean, there are lots more here.
For sure.
And you got Concord, you got Massachusetts, Manchester, excuse me. Yeah, not in Massachusetts. They all come from Massachusetts.
Right.
But, yeah, I just sat down and thought about it. It's hopeless. And there's just not enough of us,
And there's not going to be.
Intermingled amongst.
There's not going
to
be.
We're a special type who think for ourselves, and it's just most people do not want to make decisions. They want someone up on the mountaintop carving the stone tablets to make decisions for them. And we are, you know, we're a small few, and the only way to solve this is to put our, you know, mix our powers together.
I can tell you.
In a small population state where it's already very
free-leaning,
already live free or die.
Yeah, it's pretty free here already, and it's only going to get better as more libertarians concentrate here. So, Daryl, you'd asked Zach an interesting question. That was, would you be willing to move, if you could, to another place where more libertarians, a concentration of them, exists? And, Zach, you said if you could afford it, you'd do it.
Yes, I would totally do it.
And are you a young man?
I'm 24, so yes, I guess you would consider me young, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to get too personal with you, but I mean, do you have any savings?
At the moment, I am not being paid very much. I'm working as a graduate assistant, so not making very much money, trying to get forward through my education so that I can get a good job.
How many more years of that do you have to do, the education thing?
I'm planning on just getting a master's for now, and then...
Was that 6 years?
After that,
four.
I'm in physics.
That's six.
So...
Okay.
Are you taking college debt as well?
You said it won't be hard for you?
Well, to get a job?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
With physics, you can go anywhere and get a job.
I didn't know that. Not something where you have to, like, work at a school. You can actually work for companies as a physicist?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, very much.
Okay.
Physics bleeds into everything. So, but that's beside the point. The point I was trying to make with Larry Sharp is that, yes, I do believe it is important for, you know, people to congregate in New Hampshire and make a difference there. But I also think that, you know, it's important to have libertarians other places because, you know, as much as you guys are making a difference, you aren't going to be touching, you're not going to be affecting people in New York. Whereas, you know, Larry Sharp, he is traveling the entire state and he's talking to people every day. And he's spreading, you know, he's spreading the information that, you know, libertarian is a good idea.
But didn't every other candidate before Larry Sharp do the same thing?
Yeah. And I think they have.
And New York State is still the number 50th on the top 50, Freedom in the 50 States. New York State is still number 50. So I'm not saying, like, if you're stuck in New York, you know, if you've got no chance of getting out of New York, you got to stay there for your family, there's some super important career, or whatever your reason is for staying in New York State or California or whatever.
Right, and I think that's
places.
The reason Larry's there. You know, Larry has youngish kids.
Yeah. Of course, the best place to raise kids is in New Hampshire, not New York. So
true.
If that's your excuse is you've got kids, that's a lame excuse. Usually it's like my grandma's dying or my mom or my dad are in a, you know, hospital or something and I've got to be here to take care of them or something.
Right, but there's also a lot of people that, you know, they're like, I don't want to wind up upheaving my kid's life.
Yeah.
So after the kids are out of the house, then I will,
me.
Because then I'm only affecting my life, not other people's.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty lame excuse to not leave the worst place in the entire country. Like, do you want to have your kids have a better life? Well, they can make new friends, in New Hampshire. There's kids there, too. But anyway, so people have their reasons for staying. If you feel like you have to stay where you are, then God has blessed you, man. Keep waving those signs. Get out there. Run your political campaigns. Just don't expect to ever get anywhere, you know? And at some point, people burned out. They get burned out bad.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
You ever had that happen?
No, I'm very dedicated, so haven't had that problem at least.
Good for you, man.
Yet. But the thing that I've noticed with libertarianism, especially with the Libertarian Party, is, you know, the main goal is education. We are trying to, spread these ideas to other people. We're not trying to get elected.
I wish most libertarians agreed with you. It used to be that way, but I don't know if that's true anymore. Now, Daryl, you go to the Libertarian Party national conventions. What's your temperature? Take a temperature of your observation of the convention floor.
I'd say that it's pretty split between the people that say we need to inform people about what libertarianism is and the people that say, screw what libertarianism is. We just need to get elected at all costs, hide what we believe, and just tell them, libertarians, we're kind of like Republicans and Democrats, but we're a little nicer.
Yeah, I agree. It's been a fight that's been going on within the Libertarian Party for a long time, Zach, to where there's plenty of people in the LP who just believe in watering down the message and pandering to the lowest common denominator of politics.
And I don't agree with those people at all. So.
Right. If you want to get elected and you want to, not change or, you want to try to be basically the same as a Republican or a Democrat, you're never going to do that because the hardcore Republicans are going to vote Republican no matter what. The hardcore Democrats are going to vote Democrat no matter what. What you need to do, focus on the non-voters. There's, about 50% of people that are registered to vote that don't show up to vote? Focus the message towards them. Find out, why don't you vote? Oh, it's because you think that your options are basically the same? You're right. I'm somebody that's different. I'm an option.
Yeah, and I think, I think that's where libertarianism can shine. And I think that's where Larry Sharpe is shining. He's traveling the entire state. I mean, I remember.
Shaletta Jarvis is traveling the state here in New Hampshire. She came out here to Keene a few times.
70% of people don't vote in New York, and that's where
I wish him the best. Zach, you'll have to let us know how this.
I hope he gets 50,000 votes.
Yeah, is that a lot? I don't know.
That gets him ballot access.
Okay, cool. So we'll see you. Thanks for the call, Zach. Hour number 2's next. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.